This is Akashwani, the news, read by Nishit Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed concern over the frauds going on in the name of digital arrests. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani this morning, the Prime Minister stressed that the investigative agencies along with the state governments are working together to deal with such frauds. During his address, the Prime Minister shared a recorded conversation between a victim and a fraudster, illustrating how scammers pose as police, CBI, or narcotics officers to create fear and extract personal information. The Prime Minister outlined three steps to digital security to safeguard against digital fraud, that is, stop, think, and take action. Prime Minister Modi expressed pride in the success of Atmanirbhar Bharat Abhiyan, noting that the campaign has become a part of nation's collective consciousness. Encouraging people to celebrate innovation, the Prime Minister urged citizens to share examples of Atmanirbhar Bharat on the social media. In today's Mann Ki Baat, Prime Minister Modi spoke about the legacies of two great heroes, Sardar Patel and Bhagwan Birsa Munda, announcing year-long celebrations for their 150th birth anniversaries. The Prime Minister also touched upon the subject of calligraphy in his address. He said that these days, calligraphy is being used in Jammu and Kashmir to popularize the local culture. Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurated a newly constructed passenger terminal and a cargo gate named Maitri Dwar at the Petropol Landport on the India-Bangladesh border in West Bengal today. The crossing at Petropol, situated in North 24 Parganas district of the state, is the largest land port in South Asia. The passenger terminal will facilitate international trade and movement of 20,000 passengers per day. The Maitri Dwar cargo gate is a joint facility agreed upon by both the countries. The government today dismissed media reports which claim that the rural employment under the Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Guarantee Scheme, MGNREG, has dipped by 16% in the first half of the current year. The Rural Development Ministry said that MGNREG scheme is a demand-driven scheme and the current financial year is still ongoing. Therefore, it is not possible to fix an exact target of person days generation. The ministry noted that the total person's days generated between 2014-15 to 2024-25 were 2,923 crore, whereas the total person days generated between 2006-07 to 2013-14 were only 1,660 crores. President of Spain Pedro Sanchez will arrive in India today on a three-day official visit. He will be accompanied by his spouse Begoña Gómez. The External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that this will be President Sanchez's first visit to India. The visit of the President of Spain is taking place after 18 years. During the visit, President Sanchez will hold delegation-level talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The two leaders will inaugurate the final assembly line plant of C-295 aircraft at Vadodara in Gujarat. Prime Minister Narendra Modi gifted Jharkhand's art to Russian President Vladimir Putin during the recently held BRICS summit in Kazan. The Sohrai painting from Hazaribagh district in Jharkhand is a beautiful representation of the region's indigenous artistic traditions. Sohrai paintings are recognized as an ODOP, that is one district, one product item. During the BRICS summit, Mr. Modi gifted exquisite work from Maharashtra to the leaders of Iran and Uzbekistan. He gifted to the president of Iran a mother of pearl seashell vase, which is a masterpiece of coastal craftsmanship. Pakistan has been ranked 140th among 142 countries in the World Justice Project WJP Rule of Law Index regarding order and security, making it the third worst country in the world. Mali and Nigeria are the only two countries ranked lower than Pakistan in terms of law and security. In women's cricket, the second one-day international between India and New Zealand is underway in Ahmedabad. Opting to bat first, New Zealand have set a target of 260 runs. Chasing the target, hosts were 36 for 3 in 8 overs when reports last came in. In the opening game of the three-match series, the women in blue defeated the visitors by 59 runs in Ahmedabad. And at the Japan Para Badminton International 2024, India's star shuttler Sukant Kadam won a gold medal in the men's singles and a silver medal in the men's doubles alongside his partner Dinesh Rajaiya. In the singles final, Sukant faced off fellow Indian shuttler Tarun, dominating the match with a powerful 21-12, 21-10 victory. And with that, we end this news bulletin.